Welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's our one for the weekend of January 9th, 2021.
Well, I'll tell you, $450,000. That is just crazy. Do you remember the 1980s TV show Knight Rider? Well, the customized Pontiac Firebird Trans Am that portrayed David Hasselhoff's crime-fighting partner, Kit. Do you remember that car, Kit? Well, anyway, it's being auctioned online. Last time I checked, it was $450,000. Crazy. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, you really have a lot of choices when it comes to classic cars and shows and movies, especially with that kind of money. But the car from Dukes of Hazzard isn't as good as the car from the Knight Rider show. I mean, generally speaking. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. And it's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. Generally speaking, yes. You know what? You are totally going to steal that from me, and it's okay. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. Maybe it's making money online, saving money. How do you cut the cable for good? Or how do you do anything, it seems like? I mean, you can Google just about anything that you can think of, but you can never Google me, my trusted advice. For that, call our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's get started with the five things that you need to know. And I scour the tech news. It seems like every single day, day in and day out, we have our consumer tech update. We have our breaking news alerts. We have our website. We have our podcast. We have the daily tech update that you hear on this station or as a podcast. And of course, for you on the 3-hour national radio show. And we're going to start with, who is the world's richest person? No, it's not me. And it's no longer Jeff Bezos, because somebody else was just crowned the richest person in the world, and it's not Bill Gates. With a net worth of $185 billion, with a capital B, the title of the world's richest person now belongs to Elon Musk. That's right. The bump came from an increase in Tesla stock price this past week. It pushed him about $1 billion over Bezos. Jeez, what kind of money is that? Bezos has held the spot since 2017. Few interesting takeaways. One, it was barely a year and a half ago when things didn't look so good for Musk or Tesla. It was burning cash. As a matter of fact, rumor has it that they tried to sell Tesla to Apple and Apple turned them down. At the beginning of 2020, Elon Musk's net worth was only $27 billion. And that was quite a turnaround since then. And Tesla stock has been soaring. In the course of 1 year, his wealth increased by over $150 billion. Wow. Say what you want about Elon Musk, but he's definitely successful. I mean, when Elon Musk's space company establishes a Mars colony, and say you have a girlfriend on Mars, and then you later break up because of a long distance, well, she would be your SpaceX. Number two, does that testing kit come with Prime delivery? Yes. You already have Alexa-powered Amazon fitness gadgets, the Amazon Pharmacy, and now you can order FDA-approved at-home COVID-19 saliva tests at Amazon.com. They just began selling a test produced by a California-based biotech company called Dexterity, which they describe as the first at-home saliva test to receive emergency use authorization by the FDA for symptomatic and asymptomatic testing. So here's what you do. Just simply order the COVID test on Amazon, arrive a few days later, you register online, you get a physical authorization first, then collect the saliva sample. You drop it off the same day at FedEx. The price of the test includes prepaid overnight shipping, and the lab results are supposed to come back in 24 to 72 hours. As far as price goes, one collection kit costs $110, pack of 10 for $1,000. We've got more about the Dexterity COVID test kits over at Komando.com. You know, just a prime example of Amazon. I mean, think about this. You can get your undies, your coffee pods, and a COVID test, now all with Prime shipping. Number three, it's Apple versus everyone else now for your privacy. Since the big iOS update, that now shows exactly what data third-party apps collect on you. Facebook, they haven't been so happy. So we already know about how invasive their data harvesting practices are, but It's still shocking when you look at your phone and you see this list. Well, Apple has another privacy feature coming that's going to make it even harder for Facebook and any other data-hungry companies to quietly track everything you do. You see, there's already a setting on your iPhone that allows you to share your device's advertising ID. And that's what it is, the advertising ID. And that's what makes the targeted ads possible. But you kind of have to go looking for it. Well, with the new privacy features that are rolling out, the next time you open an app, say like Facebook, you're going to be asked, hey, do you want to enable this kind of ad tracking? And remember, Facebook makes all of its money by targeted ads. So aside from Facebook, also Snap, they say, is going to be in trouble. That's not going to change a lot of things, but it may change the way that you think about your privacy. And hit commando.com. We've got tips on these iPhone settings, Facebook settings, Google accounts, and a whole bunch more. And number four, it has come to this with AI. Let's talk about Microsoft. There's a tech site called Protocol. They spotted an interesting patent recently involving artificial intelligence used to mimic a real person through a chatbot. Now, according to the patent, you would feed the AI with someone's personal information, social data like images and voice data, videos, social media posts, any emails, any texts, even if you could find some handwritten letters. Now, with all that data, the AI could potentially mimic that person's personality to the point that you could have a conversation with a chatbot that totally feels like the real deal. Okay, there's a lot to be considered, especially when that AI chatbot could be based on someone who died. I mean, would you be comfortable having AI trying to replicate someone who you lost? What if 50 years from now, your great-great-grandchildren could ask you what life was like during a pandemic, and you actually had buffering internet? What was that? Okay, it's just a patent. Doesn't mean that Microsoft is actually trying to create it. But if Microsoft could actually develop AI that could take on someone's personality, why couldn't they ever get Cortana right? And finally, number five, singing the blues with the vaccine rollout. Shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine have arrived in the U.S., but it's all over the news. The vaccinations have been a lot slower than anticipated. And part of the problem is that there's not a single organization that's handling all the logistics. It's up to the states, many times the counties. And what's interesting in Florida, several counties have turned to Eventbrite. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's a web-based event management and ticketing service. So instead of using it to typically promote a local band or what's going on in Broward County and others, they're using Eventbrite to do vaccine appointment scheduling. Definitely out-of-the-box thinking, but some problems. For one, it makes it easier for those who have internet access to lock an appointment versus somebody who doesn't. And it's really unusual to see an official government agency using Eventbrite like this because, you know, what about scammers? What about impersonators? What about trolls? And like vaccines, scammers are really getting under my skin. Same goes for these conspiracy theories. Now, there's an image making the rounds online. I need to tell you about it. It's supposedly a schematic for a 5G tracker that secretly gets injected into your body with the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, so think about that. This, in case you see, it's a picture, and it's talking about how it's a secret tracker that's going to get into your bloodstream, and it's from our government. So this way, when you get the COVID vaccine, then you know exactly what you're doing. Now, the schematic is real. It is real. But it's not exactly a 5G tracker. It's an electric guitar foot pedal. A tiny 5G tracker is one thing, but imagine having a guitar foot pedal injected into your body. Whew, that would be a real owie now, wouldn't it? All right, let's talk about your Windows-based PC. Okay, let's say it's not doing what you want it to do. And I know you're sitting there saying, oh, it's okay. It doesn't bother me that much. Well, it should bother you that much. This is your time. This is your life. And you always hear me talk about how important it is to update your computer, but it doesn't stop at just your operating system. If you skip driver and firmware updates, you are totally opening yourself up to malware, badware, ransomware, some serious privacy issues. You see, driver vulnerabilities have affected huge companies like Intel, NVIDIA, and they produce the hardware used in so many of our computers. And with so many of us continuing to work from home, security experts predict more attacks than ever on our PCs this year. So instead of muddling through the updates and the security all by yourself, you don't have to do that. Let the professionals do it for you at SolveIQ. Their patented software works behind the scenes to help your computer perform better. They will plug those security holes and make sure that all of your important updates are done. And best of all, for only $9.99 a month, you can call a real person to get help whenever you need it. I mean, really, there's no limit. And the time it takes to make a cup of coffee, their expert team can go through your entire system, making sure that your computer is up to date, it's running smoothly, and is protected from all the vulnerabilities. It really is truly the next best thing for having me come to your house. So don't put this off. Visit solveiq.com/Kim right now while you're thinking about it. That's solveiq.com/Kim. $9.99 a month. I want you to get in there. They're going to go through your entire system. And I trust them. You don't have to worry about them getting on your computer and doing anything horribly or leaving something behind. Okay, they're not those people. Okay, this is a legitimate big company. We checked them out. We tried them even before they became an advertiser. So you know that we vetted them for you. So if you have a Windows-based PC and it's just not forming right, you know what I'm talking about. It's maybe slow on booting up. You're worried about if a hacker or scammer, somebody can get in there. Go to solveiq.com/Kim. That's solveiq.com/Kim. All right, coming up in our digital life hack this hour. Oh, you're going to love it. I had so much fun putting this together for you. And if you like eBay, we found five other sites that you are going to just totally dig to get all kinds of discounts. And if you're looking for things to sell online to make some money, this is definitely a way that you can do that. Or if you're just looking for some bargains on whatever it may be, you don't want to miss our digital life hack. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital. We can, of course, always help you here on the show. But if you don't want to be on national radio, totally get that. But we still want to help. And I read every single email that you send me. Head over to komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. And at the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. And if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you can always catch the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com, which, speaking of, I put that on our Facebook page, that exact line. If you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason. And oh my gosh, talk about people who have like a lot of opinions. I had people say, ah, oh, Kim Komando, you ought to get a proofreader. Ah, Kim Komando, you don't know English. Ah, Kim. And yes, they actually sound like that if they were actually speaking with me because they get that tone. And then somebody's like, I'm an English teacher. She's correct because I said your, Y-O-U-R, not Y-O-U-R, apostrophe R-E, if you're listening. And then I had to explain that I'm using it as a noun, not as a verb. So anyway, I appreciate everybody who commented on that. Most people learned a little English lesson along the way. Mike in Culver, Indiana. Hey there, Mike.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Fantastic. What's happening there in Indiana?
Oh, not too much. It's cold here today.
Well, then you probably don't want to hear that. I think it's going to be a nippy 75 degrees here in Phoenix.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, somebody has to be there.
Okay, but this is when you can say to me, well, when you're 125 in the summer...
Yeah, it's only 75 here.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, I have a small business that I would like to be able to lock and unlock the doors. Is there a way I can do that?
I assume remotely, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. You know, I want to be able to do it from home. You know, I have cameras in there so I could tell if somebody's in there. Basically, it's more for closing in the evening than anything. So
this way you don't have to go over there?
You're right. Yeah, because I live outside of town, you know, so it's like an hour. It's not an hour. It's like a mile drive into town. So that's all.
Well, what kind of business is it?
Laundromat.
Awesome. So there are three doors that you want to protect?
You're right. Yes.
Okay. What kind of cameras do you have in there now?
Oh, there's security cameras. I couldn't really tell you brand or anything off the top of my head.
Yeah. I was just thinking like, because if you had, for example, like let's say if you had Nest cams or Simply cams or a Wyze cam or whatever it is, then maybe what we'd want to do is to figure out if there was a hub and then from one app, you could have access to everything. So for example, if you had Nest cams and then you had a Nest thermostat, and if you had a Nest lock, then in your Nest app, you have access to all of those different devices. So
gotcha.
So you okay. Could, so that's why I was asking who the what the cameras were. But if you don't want to worry about the cameras, that's fine. Okay. And do you need to give access to this to the laundromat, say, like in the middle of the night, to you know, workers or anything like that, cleaners?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I don't want to totally leave this. Do you think that you would want to put in different type of cams?
I suppose I could. Yeah.
Because if you do want to put in different cams, then I'm going to refer back to what I said was to look at something like the Nest Yale Lock, and it allows you to set codes. You could actually have it on a schedule so that every night at 10 o'clock it locks itself automatically. So you don't So you don't even have to worry about that. And then you can get a text message as well as an email. If anytime somebody tampers with that lock, it'll set off an alarm.
Uh-huh.
And so they're really fabulous. And so if you weren't going to worry about the cams, then I would tell you to look at something called the August Wi-Fi lock. And they all work on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So either the Nest or the August. Okay.
Okay.
And if you were go with the Nest, then that's where you might want to also think about, you know, what are you doing with the heating and the air conditioning in this place? And would you want to turn it down in the middle of the night? Would you want to turn it off, say, at certain times altogether? But that's totally up to you. But just something to think about, you know, smart homes and smart gadgets and smart office, you know, they don't live in just a vacuum. And when you start looking at it as an entire portfolio, entire picture, that's really what I want you to get at. Just don't look at one item that you can make smart. Let's think about how we can make the whole environment smart. Thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. A digital life hack is coming up. All right, everyone wants to keep their home and their family safe. Whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With Simply Safe, you just don't get this arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. And Simply Safe has your back day and night, ready to send the police, the fire, the EMTs, when you need them most, just straight to your door. Simply Safe has this arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every single inch of your home. You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes, really easy to do. Then Simply Safe's professionals take over, monitoring your home 24/7 and ready to send help the moment that there's an alarm. Plus, with Simply Safe, you don't have to worry about it. There's no long-term contract, no hidden fees, no installation costs. And right now, my listeners get a free HD home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafekim.com. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so you have absolutely nothing to lose. Visit this special address right now to get that free camera. It's simplysafekim.com. All right, before we go back to all of your phone calls and our digital life hack, I love helping people, and I also appreciate it when you, our listeners, reach out to me with ideas that I can share, like this simple problem-solving trick that deals with, well, I can't stand it, all those messy cables and cords. You see, Tony from Jonesboro, Arkansas, had a great idea about simplifying how to keep all the cables straight, literally. It's already a good idea. You label each side of the connection, like a TV power cord or the HDMI cable, from the Roku streaming player, so you always know what's what when you're looking behind. Well, Tony from Jonesboro, Arkansas, he told me that he takes it a step further. He adds brightly colored star foil stickers to each side of the connection, so you never have to fumble trying to properly line up the HDMI or the USB port. Now, if you ever need to unplug one of your gadgets, just match the stars back up when reconnecting it. So smart. We've got that tip as well as more details over at commando.com. And a big shout out goes out to Tony because, Tony, you're great. Did you get that, Mike? I got that. That was your great. All right. All right. Steven in Austin, Texas. Hello there, Steven.
Hi, this is Steve.
Welcome. What's going on? You're on the air with us.
That sounds great, Kim. I love watching your show. Thank you. Well, I was calling because I'm a small builder here in the greater Austin area, and my wife and I are finally building our dream home.
Yay.
And we started talking about technology inside of houses. And so as I started making my wish list of wanting, you know, automated garage opener, alarm, attachments, cameras, I started getting overwhelmed with all the different apps and what could I do to centralize everything to one app on a phone?
You know, it does get confusing. So when we start looking at the laundry list of everything that you want to automate, you have, what'd you say? You have the garage doors, you have the lighting, right? Indoor, outdoor lighting. Your thermostats, your locks, your sound. How about your pool?
Pool, yeah. Smoke alarms.
The water quality in your house. What if something goes wrong? Automatically, you can get a text.
Interesting.
Landscaping. So that this way, if it rains, why do we have the sprinklers on?
Right.
Okay. Or if it's overly hot that week in Austin, maybe we need to have more sprinklers on. And see, though, everything that you're going through right now, I'm so glad that you called, Steve. Everything that you're talking about right now is something that I've been considering for the last 3 years of my life. And every January comes the big Consumer Electronics Show, and I keep thinking, okay, this is going to be the year that they finally have it together, because like you, I'm finally building our dream home. And it's different, isn't it? Because instead of just trying to retrofit your life into somebody else's floor plan, now you have the ability to say, you know what? I should have the bigger home office. I need a man cave, right? So you get to put all this stuff. So what is the big thing that you are really looking forward to in your dream house?
My man cave, my personal office. An area that I can be away from the kids.
That's okay. We love them, but sometimes we all need a break, right? We do. So,
exactly.
So as I'm building my house, I want this home to be a total smart home. I do. And why should it not? I'm supposed to be America's digital pro, right? I mean, why should I go and sit there and flick on the lights? And I know I can do something with Alexa, but I want more than that. So when it came time for me to do this, is that I reached out to a gentleman who I've known for many years, and he is probably one of the nation's premier top AV experts and smart home experts and putting all this together. And, you know, Steve, loyalty is so important to me. Is it important to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so when my mother was going through chemotherapy and all this other stuff, and it was kind of a nightmare, and she could barely get out of bed, and her TV didn't work, I would call this gentleman up, and I say, I know this is something like that is so small for your company, but could you figure out how to get somebody over here at least to, you know, fix the Crestron so that my mother's TV will turn on, or her remote doesn't work? And, you know, and he always sent somebody probably within like 2 hours. And that really says a lot about a person, and it says a lot about their company. So when it came time for me to look at AV companies to help me put together this smart house, you know, the builder contractor says, oh, you know, we got to bid this out because, you know, this is a big project. We got to bid it out. And I say, well, we're not bidding it. There's nobody that we're bidding this to. We're going to talk to Bill Aziz from Artisan in Scottsdale, Arizona, because Bill is the guy. And so where Bill and I started is not with the laundry list of what you just said, the laundry list that I was thinking. Bill made me think another way, is that we have to start from the ground up, and we have to talk about the wiring, and we have to talk about the electrical first before we start talking about everything else, right?
Makes sense.
So joining us on the phones right now is Bill. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Fantastic. And so, Steve, let's talk about the wiring and the electrical, and then we can talk about the home automation. So Steve, how big is the house?
3,800 square feet.
So, Bill, where would you start with the wiring and the electrical?
First thing I will say, I think you're on the right track by you trying to plan for this upfront. As everybody knows, the better I plan myself, the luckier I get. So projects fail not because what you did not do at the end, but what you failed to plan up front. So that is very important. The first thing you got to do is the wiring. Plan the wiring. And the areas right now these days that we should be thinking about network, because every single thing that we are going to include, and we're talking about having all these different applications into one single app, is all about networking. So that's going to become the backbone of your system. So the first thing you got to look for is generating a great plan for your network, both hardwired as well as your wireless, where your wireless access points basically planned in each in several areas of your house to make sure you have a full coverage. Does that make sense here so far I'm talking about here?
No, it does. I think that makes total sense. Steve, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And so one of the things that I have in my current home, and of course we're going to have it in the new house, is we have an actual server room set up so that all of your electronics and all of your networking stuff goes into one dedicated area. And what's nice is that if you can have that dedicated area off of the garage, Steve, then anytime somebody needs to come and maintain it, even if it's the cable person, is that you just can let them in the garage and they don't have to go traipsing through the entire house.
Well, that's a great idea.
Okay. So that once we have the wiring and the electrical, what's next, Bill?
Also, we need to look at the what are the items that you're going to go and automate. Is it the shades? Is it the AV? Is it the security, the cameras, the lighting, door locks, garage door openers, pool, doorbell? All these things, like you talked about, sprinkler system, identify those items and start planning for it, because we need to run a wire to each of these locations so that way we can control that in the future. So that's also a very important part of your wiring plan and understanding how you want to operate your home. Like you said, I want it to be done, all of them to go through one single app. That is very important. If you do that, it makes it much easier and simpler and a better experience for the homeowner.
Now I realize, Bill, that we're doing like Smart Home 101 in about 3 or 4 minutes. But, okay, if you just had to say, what do you think the best centralized system is right now? I mean, you know, is Control 4, we have that. That's for the small residential. We have Crestron. Then there's also Saviant. What do you think?
Honestly, they all do very similar work, whether it's Control 4, Elan, Crestron. Those are the three most major, mostly used by integrators who are doing this type of work. Otherwise, you will have fragments of different solutions, different apps. But those are the three that I believe they are all top quality vendors that can do the job. They differ in price. There is also another company by name Savant. So 4 of those companies can do exactly what we were talking about.
So, Steve, so this was a lot for us to go over in just a brief phone call, but I think it gives you enough to at least get started, right?
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much. Okay.
And if you have any questions after this whatsoever, just keep in mind that over at Commando.com, we have a whole section dedicated to smart home technology, and it's always best that you plan ahead, because planning is always key. Bill, thanks again for joining us. It's time now for our digital life hack, and this week is brought to you by Life 360. I can't really describe the feeling you get knowing when my mother, my husband, my son, they're just totally safe. It's this mixture of love and just pure relief I get every time I open the Life 360 app on my phone. And here's why. Life 360 offers families peace of mind with more than just only location sharing. They're smart place notifications, so you know that your loved ones made it from point A to point B safely, with notifications when they arrive or when they leave designated locations. And if you have a teen driver, wow, you get a complete driver report, so you know exactly how they're driving when you are not in the car. And in case of an accident, there's automatic crash detection with emergency dispatch. And for your older family members, you get real-time location sharing, smart notifications, and one-tap directions to where they are so you can find them quickly. Life 360 is just smart for you and your entire family. Try it for free. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Visit life360.com/Kim. That's life360.com/Kim. All right, this week's digital life hack, oh, you're going to love it. Six online auction sites to try if you like eBay. First of which is Sherwood Liquidators. These are daily auctions featuring returned merchandise. They collect the items from major retailers. We found a new PS5 for $525, a Roomba for about $300, a Lenovo laptop for $135. Don't worry about writing anything down. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do and access all this in just a bit. Just want you to listen now. GovDeals is second on our list. These are services from various government agencies that allow them to sell surplus confiscated items online. We found a Dell monitor for $300. Monitor arm for $1,300, a GoPro for about $300. ShopGoodwill.com, you've heard of Goodwill stores. Well, now you can go ahead and some items selling on their site. We found a film camera for $12.50, a portable iPhone speaker for $3. Fourth on our list is Property Room. They have 3,000 law enforcement agencies, municipalities. They auction off seized, stolen, abandoned, and surplus goods. There's treasury auctions. There's also municipal auctions, and you find links to all of these and more over at commando.com under the link that says Kim Show. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. Schedule a free product tour right now while you're thinking about it over at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. Dalton in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi there, Dalton.
Hi, Kim. I love your show. Been listening for about a year now. It's really awesome. Learned a lot of stuff.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, what's on your mind? How can I help you today, Dalton?
Well, I'm working in HVAC. I graduated a couple months ago, and I'm slowly getting established in the industry. I need to purchase something called Field Piece. They're little sensors that we use for testing the equipment after we've installed it. Mm-hmm. And they run typically about $700, or at least that's what I could find online. I didn't know if maybe you knew of a place to buy them cheaper, or if there was a time of year to buy a product like that that would make it cost less.
Yeah, but you know, with HVAC, it's you're like a 24/7 operation. You know, 365 days a year. We love you. Well, number one, congratulations.
Thank you
on the new career. You also sent me an email, and I remember this because I did not know what a field piece was. And what happens is when I don't know what something is, I have to go look it up. Okay. So now I know exactly what it is. One of the things that you might want to look at in purchasing this is that Amazon has something called Amazon Business, and they do sell the field pieces, by the way. And with the Amazon Business account, you get a couple of things is that you get discounts on things that you buy quite often. And if you need like a whole bunch of masks, is that you'll probably get a better price on 100 masks in the business side of Amazon than on the consumer side. So it's definitely worth doing that if you're a small business. The other thing that you might want to take a look at, because I did actually look up the field piece there, is that they will give you payments. And so instead of you having to come up with as a new small business owner for $500, $600, $700, $800, whatever it is, because money's tight, is that if you could get an Amazon Business Prime card, is that you would get maybe $100, maybe $200 off that purchase. In addition to that, they may also give you terms on that purchase. So when I did look up the field piece, the terms were like $97 a month with 0% interest. And it's fairly good terms. Rather than just going to a field piece directly or buying it from an HVAC store on the internet, is take a look at Amazon Business, because I think you'll be surprised at the prices that you'll see and also the terms that they're extending a small business owner like yourself. Also interesting, as far as if you do sign up for the Amazon Business account, is that you can actually send free surveys to your customers via email and also text message. So after you service your account, of course, it's always great to service an existing customer, because it's easier to keep a customer than to go get a new one, is that you always want to make sure that they're happy and make sure that you're also getting their email addresses, because I want you to get into email marketing and approach this business just as you would any other business. Start thinking about coupons, referrals, promotions, ways that you can get people to give you almost like a subscription every quarter, that you're going to automatically show up, to service their things. You know, you have the opportunity to create an amazing business, Dalton, and I know that you're going to do it. And again, congratulations. Stay right where you are. We have more of the Kim Komando Show coming right up. Hey, a good night's rest starts with your pillow. Right now, MyPillow has an amazing deal for a limited time. The premium queen MyPillow is only $29.98, the lowest price ever. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kim at checkout. All right, over at Komando.com, we have a huge alert we need to tell you about. There's a Nigerian crime ring dubbed Scattery Cannery. They are actually filing unemployment claims multiple times. And if it happens to you, it's a nightmare to get out of. And so hit Komando.com for all the details and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network.